A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distributed the proceeds to all as had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with gladness and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper who opens the gate for him, and the sheep hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of Christ.
Today, on this third Sunday in Easter, in the Anglican tradition, we celebrate and pray about what is known as the Good Shepherd Sunday and Vocation Sunday. In our denomination, we believe we are apostolically led, which is a fancy way to say we believe our bishop in the church is called by God to lead the church. Our church is a place where symbolism is a way of life for us. The community of faith understand and acknowledge our beliefs. You will notice when the bishop is visiting or preaching and presiding at a service, he holds a crozier or a shepherd's crook. Croziers are a tool to help the shepherd guide, protect, and gather the sheep or the faithful. The curve is designed to pull back a sheep who may have wandered off and need to be returned to the fold. The straightened piece of or staff is designed to ward off predators, and the tip of the crook is a pointed edge, which is used to prod the reluctant or lazy sheep. I'm pleased to say that the bishop has not used any of the crook on me. For those who may have forgotten their confirmation instruction, the crook is held in the bishop's left hand, a symbol of his calling, and his right hand is always free to bless and to be of service. The reading from today, from John, is really a meditation of Jesus' self-sacrificing love. And our reading from the book of Acts is a glimpse into the abundance we receive when we follow Jesus as individuals and as gathered followers. There are two clear statements that Jesus makes in this passage. He declares who he is and what he is called to do. He says, "I am the gate, and I am the good shepherd." Jesus, as the gate in some biblical traditions, is the door. And he is saying he is the threshold into relationship with God. He is the gate, and he keeps us from death-dealing forces and offers protection. I wondered, where do you leave your fears, hurts, and resentments? We all experience thoughts that act like thieves and bandits in our lives. Which threshold do you lay down those difficulties? And where do you go in order to feel safe? He is the promise of good pasture, where he will provide ways to ensure that life is open and honest. As in the book of Acts, we here at Good Shepherd Church, we help with food. We provide a pasture for those in need. We help with the food bank. St. Edmund's Food Bank is dependent on our protein Sundays. And sandwiches that we are making today for the drop-in center are most needed. We, like those early Christians, we are the hands and feet of God. Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, has a knowledge and an intimacy of us. He calls us by name. We are known deeply. All our gifts and challenges, he knows of us, even before we declare them. As his followers, we need to listen and to learn to hear the voice of Jesus, which is quiet. It's below our instincts or our monkey mind, as I call it. We need to learn to immerse ourselves in scripture, prayer, through song, and through our relationship with other believers and our church. Jesus' sacrificial love is known, and though his life is ended as human, he gave us the Holy Spirit. He has taught us to move beyond our individualism and to be of service to others. Good Shepherd Church here in Calgary has a legacy of service, and my prayer is that we continue to be Jesus' good and faithful sheep. We are also asked today to pray for those who may be called for a vacation in the church, and we may not all be called to ordination. However, by our baptism, we are called to a vacation where we live, move, and experience the living presence of Christ within ourselves and within the world. On this auspicious Sunday, may we hear the voice of our shepherd, and may we seek to go and be of service to others. May it be so. Amen.